with. What's the matter?
What, is something the matter?
Yesterday you called me Dusty. Today?
Johnny used to say that, didn't he?
Yes. What would you like to call me?
I'll have to think that.
Yes, you think of that, Rip. I want to.
We'd better get back to town. I couldn't stand there looking at her. I had to keep moving. A story about Johnny sounded real. I'd buy it for now on approval, as the dolls say. Only maybe I was buying a lot more than that and didn't know it. McGee, 25 Palmetto Street. It was a nice little house. He probably paid $4,000 or $5,000 for it before houses went up. From all I hear, it'll probably bring 15 G's by now. And here was this guy, McGee, all nicely reformed. Chances are it's the first house he ever lived in his life. Sometime when this is over, drop out and see him, Father. I think you two'd get along. But I had something else on my mind right then.
What'll it be, mister?
Phone company, checking long-distance calls. Did you get one from St. Louis a little while ago?
Hi, Murdoch.
Okay, McGee.
Step right in.
Oh, McGee, this is Mike.
Hiya, Mike.
I'm fine. Now, what a nice little place you got here.
Well, it's kind of messed up right now. Joe, that's my kid. He brought this junk back from Japan. Joe took this off a nano. Ain't it a pip? Almost cut your head off, didn't I? Joe says these babies here are something.
Yeah, those are...
That's what Joe said. How'd you know?
If I were you, I'd turn them into army ordnance. You start coughing too hard with one of those things in your hand, there'll be nothing left but the gold in your teeth if it don't melt.
Holy smoke. That Joe collecting stuff like that. It used to be just guns. What sort of a trick is it you got in mind?
Small wall type.
Me family Bible. When you spot your job, holler.
There, am I right?
Well, it looks right.
That one? It's a pipe. What's the layout?
Martinelli's private office, the Sanctuary Club.
I was willing to talk for Oak because you're a friend of Al's. And I cut it off right up to here for Al, but I ain't so safe of Martinelli's. I built up a legitimate business here with a positive future. Forget it, Murdoch. Wash it out of your mind. No grease either. Wouldn't do me any good with sand in my mouth.
But if it's such a pipe, couldn't you show Mr. Murdoch how to do it?
How you like that? Murdoch, you got something there.
I have a letter I want to get, and she wants me to get it.
Lady, there was a time I could have used you. I'll show you how in 5 minutes flat. Come on.
Where next?
Where does Martinelli live?
Crescent Beach. Why?
Well, I'm supposed to drive around, show me the sights, and wind up out there after dark.
You know, the letter wouldn't be at Crescent Beach.
Probably not. But while I'm at the club, I want Martinelli at police headquarters with the cops sweating him.
I don't see the connection.
Well, nobody can without opening the back of your car.
The back?
The trunk compartment. Louis Ord's body's back there.
Lady, I didn't see the signal, not till too late.
It was my fault, officer. Let's see your driver's license. I just told her something that startled her.
Must be here. I know it is.
It better be. Unless you want to come along to the station house.
It isn't here. It just isn't here.
Go ahead, Mike. Well, I guess we're hooked. She must have left it in some other bag.
That's the standard answer, mister.
On our way to the station house, do you mind stopping for the mayor's office? We got a date with his honor.
Oh, he's your pal, I suppose.
Never saw him in my life. He told me on the phone that I got Miss Chandler there at 4 o'clock. He'd marry us. That's just hold of it.
Yeah? Is that a fact?
And I hardly know him.
Okay. Get along with you. What did you say, lady?
I said yes.
That was close.
That was a funny thing to say.
What was the matter with it? He fell for it, didn't he?
Yes. He found his leaf.
Martinelli's beach house fronted on the Gulf, one of those big places. He probably built with hot priorities and cold dice.
Send a police car out there right away to investigate.
What time you got?
5 to 9.
Hello, Hotel Southern. This is Mr. Murdoch. Give me the manager, will you, honey?
Well, this was going to be it. If I got that letter, it was all I needed.
If everything rolls on rubber, I'll be at your place by 11.
Can't I wait for you down the road?
No, soap. This is Operation Solo. I don't want you hurt. By the way, where is Surf 3181?
The penthouse at the Gables. Or if you won't take any fool chances, will you?
Not any fooler than I'm taking now. Doing that.
Be careful.
Sure. It's funny how loud crickets sound and the way you feel. It's funny, too, how a kiss stays on. The way you can still taste it. Beat it to your big beach home. This is the same gag you pulled on me last night. It's even the same corpse. Only thing that's missing is a sledgehammer highball and a pair of snake eyes dice. There was one joker, though. What if he left a goon around to watch his office? Sweetheart, but move over. He moved over, Father.
safe was wide open. Martinelli really had hauled freight in a hurry.
Say, friend. Tell us about it, friend.
Quiet, Kraus. As I haven't yet solved the code, I must ask you to repeat the page in the letter.
I haven't read it yet. I just started to when you sapped me.
You place me in an extremely distasteful position, Mr. Murdoch. By nature, I'm a gentleman, truly gentle. Brutality has always revolted me as a weapon of the witless, like your friend Barreto. Yes, and Kraus here. Although I admit that Kraus's inclinations are more psychopathic than intelligent. He suffered an injury to his brain once, and ever since then... If you make me leave you to his quiet whims, I will never forgive you.
Go take a flying...